prior to 1853, Japan's isolation policy meant that foreigners could not so much as set foot in the country. Over the last century and a half, though, the non-Japanese population has slowly been growing. But still, discrimination is rampant. Some businesses refuse to serve non-Japanese, and many post signs saying Japanese only. Foreigners may be able to live in Japan, but it's still notoriously difficult to become a Japanese citizen. So when a bathhouse in Otaru City refused entry to American-born David Aldwinkle, they weren't expecting him to produce his Japanese passport, and they certainly weren't expecting him to take them to court. We reached Mr. Aldwinkle in Nanporocho.
Hello, Mr. Aldwinkle.
Hello.
Why are you being refused entry into this bathhouse?
Well, according to the owners, or at least the managers, it's because I'm foreign, or I look foreign, actually. They've had some problem with Russian sailors in the past that have been ill-mannered and rowdy, and they say if they let in Russians, or any foreigners for that matter, their clientele, the regular Japanese clientele, will stay away from their onsen, from their bathhouse.
But you are a Japanese citizen, are you not?
That is correct.
So in that sense, you are a citizen, but you appear to be a foreigner, is that right?
That is correct. They said to me, well, I showed them my identification, my driver's license, and said, look, I am a Japanese citizen. They said, yeah, we acknowledge that. However, you're going in there and you're going to be naked with no ID. All of our customers are going to look at you and say you're a foreigner. So if that happens, you're just the same as any other foreigner, so we have to refuse you admission.
So there is no law in Japan that would protect your citizenship interests here, is there?
There is no racial discrimination law in Japan, and Japan is the only country in the OECD, in the developed countries, that does not have a racial discrimination law.
So why did you decide to make this a legal case, to sue?
Well, we've tried every other alternative. We talked to the city, to the municipal government, to Otaru City people. We talked to the onsens, of course, several times, but they've always refused to come to any official bargaining table. We've talked to the prefectural government. We've talked to the national government. We've talked to various bureaucratic agencies and administrative organs. We've talked to all of the political parties. We've talked to the embassies. We've talked to just about anybody we can talk to, but they're all saying, well, this is a difficult situation. We're going to have to wait and see what happens, sort of thing. We're not going to get a law passed. There isn't even a law in the books, and every law that we proposed, we've actually submitted local ordinance proposals. They've either been rejected or buried in committee.
What is the concern of the bathhouse itself, then, if they were to allow you in there? I mean, what would be the long-term impact on them?
Well, if they allowed any foreigners in there, they say, what will happen is the regular Japanese customers would simply go someplace else. They cite a case beforehand where they had a sauna, and they let in Russians. They were disorderly. Eventually, most of their Japanese clientele allegedly stopped coming, and they went under. So when they opened this new place, this place called Yunohana in 1998, from day one they said, okay, no Russian sailors, but since we can't tell a Russian sailor from a regular foreigner, we'll just say all foreigners are not allowed.
Now, there was a legal case involving a Brazilian woman who sued under international law. She won that case. Does that not have any bearing then on your case?
Because there is no domestic law, the judge in that case ruled that, okay, international law applies, especially since Japan ratified the Convention Against Racial Discrimination in 1996. The good news is that it applies in our case, but the bad news is that it really depends on the judge. However, since I am not a foreigner, I am also protected by the Japanese Constitution, Article 14, very specifically. So my suing with two other plaintiffs, I am not alone, one German, one American, but it might cause some judges to split hairs and say, okay, the Japanese wins, the foreigner doesn't, the foreigners don't. I'm not really sure. It's a real toss-up when it comes to judges. We'll just have to wait and see.
You said that you were getting nowhere by approaching various levels of government and so on before you launched the lawsuit. Now that you've launched it, do you expect anything to start moving?
Well, the first thing that happened when we When our intention to sue was leaked to the press on January 16th, within 24 hours, that onsen, Yunohana, took its signs down. 16 months of fruitless negotiations evaporated in one day. That was some movement, but the thing is, they put up another sign saying, okay, foreigners only, you have four conditions for entry, which are knowledge of Japanese bathing customs, knowledge of Japanese language, stay in Japan of more than 1 year, and the will to cause no disturbances in the onsen, all of which are quite arbitrary in their enforcement. And we said, no, that's not what we're looking for. Why do you have to put up any conditions at all? Every other onsen, almost every other onsen in the city doesn't have conditions. They're let in foreigners anyway.
And when you say onsen, you're referring to a bathhouse.
Yes, I'm sorry, that is correct.
That's all right. Now, you received a considerable amount of press, I understand, in Japan over this. What's been the reaction?
From the press quarters, it's been highly favorable. We haven't had really a single nasty report. From the people themselves, we've had lots of letters to the editors, both pro and con, people saying, look, the onsens are the victim here. If they don't refuse foreigners, they're going to be in financial trouble. The problem is, whenever you put things in terms of economics like that, human rights versus economics, common sense evaporates, and people forget that these are human beings, also innocents, and also Japanese citizens. Our children are being refused entry because of their looks. There have been cases at that onsen, too, where they said, okay, your kids can't come in because they look foreign. That is wrong, and we cannot sit by and let that happen.
Do you see the tolerance for racism diminishing, though, as this goes on?
I'm not sure if I'm going to say socially, one way or the other, Japan is this way or that way. Do I see the racism in this particular onsen diminishing? That remains to be seen, because in their four conditions, they show the same type of racism. They even say, okay, foreigners causing a disturbance or inconvenience to customers, such as smelling bad. Okay, this puts forward the old canard that, oh, well, Russian sailors or foreigners smell bad. I'm not really sure what's going to happen in the future. All I can say is that people are thinking about this at a much deeper level than they probably have before, and they're saying that, hey, it is possible for a white boy to be a Japanese citizen.
David Aldwinkel, thanks very much for talking to us.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
David Aldwinkel is suing a bathhouse in Otaru, Japan, for racial discrimination. We reached him in Nanporo-cho.